Hello, beautiful one. Thank you for being here and choosing to carve out just a bit of time to allow the noise of the world to get softer and softer, quieter and quieter in the background. And to bring yourself to your own attention. To allow the voice of your own heart to get louder and louder. To make space in your mind and in your heart and in your soul to listen, to hear the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit of truth and love, to remind you who you are and who you are becoming and what you truly have to offer the world. I believe that life is speaking to us all the time. I believe that God uses his infinitely majestic creation in all ways to speak his message of love and purpose and truth into our lives. It's our job to slow down. It's our job to open our eyes and to look for it, to look for the light. To expect the goodness. Part of walking through our days, being open to receiving, is having our antennas tuned to the right frequency. And I've come to understand that committing daily some time of quieting my mind and stilling my body and focusing inward on a heart level, in effect, that's tuning my frequency. And I'm so much more able to receive the messages coming in throughout the day. Even amidst the noise and the hustle and the bustle and the busyness, I'm able to still hear the messages of light and love and wisdom when I've taken time to be sure I'm on the right channel. Today, I just want us to imagine that there is a hill nearby our home, and we are literally just sitting on top of that hill. It's a beautiful day, warm blue skies, bright sun, comfortable patch of grass underneath us. And we're becoming present to our own selves in this moment. Aware of our breath as it gently rises and falls in our chest. Aware of the places within us that feel a sense of peace, and the places within us that feel a sense of incongruence. And with just a curious heart, we shine a light on those areas where there is tension or anxiety or insecurity. Maybe it is about something that's in our lives right now, or relationships that are in our lives, or choices we are making or have made. Anywhere there is an absence of peace, we're just going to get curious inwardly. Where are we out of alignment? What needs our attention? Where is the frequency staticky between our deepest selves, who we are, our values, our beliefs, our understanding of the world and our place in it? Where is that not aligned to how we're living our life? To the thoughts that course through our mind during the day, or the choices and decisions we make. To where we invest our time, or our focus, or our energy throughout our day. The places we spend our money, to the relationships we're in and how we handle ourselves within them. Let's just use a few minutes to see if we can understand where any incongruence might be lying. Where we need a little reflection, a little more clarity, a little insight and wisdom. And perhaps if we just allow ourselves to become silent and open to receiving that wisdom, it will come. Put our hand over our hearts and breathe in gratitude for the gift of being alive, for the gift of being able to take time to fine-tune our station, our connection, our frequency, for the gift of being able to shift when there is incongruence or when we are out of alignment, that this is the path of life. We're not expected to be perfect. We're expected to grow and expand and evolve and develop and become more and more of who we are meant to become. And part of that process is the checking in, is the seeking guidance, is the asking for wisdom. It is the opening the channel over and over again. We'll end together, as always, by giving thanks for this time of quiet we've gifted ourselves with. Have a beautiful day.